August 24th, 2016, Blessed Mother comes as Our Lady of Grace, with her foot on the serpent. I have come to describe to you Satan's plans and how he has charted his course to step into the position as Antichrist, ruling the world. He has certain high-seated instruments in the world. It is their job to destroy national identity and to erase national borders in the name of charitable unity. Your nation would never surrender to a one-world order or a one-world leader unless this was first accomplished. This is why the entire concept of nations without borders is evil and plays into Satan's hands. You must maintain your national pride and identity. Remember, decades ago, Hitler used the same tactic of destroying national pride in his satanic takeover of nations. Do not be tricked into believing this type of unity is of God. Be united in the truth, not in a unigovernment which serves Satan's agenda. The evil one will come in the name of peace, but he will destroy peace and security which comes from God alone. While evil promotes concern for the environment, he promotes the destruction of trust and dependency on God, creator of the universe. He tries to take on God's identity by controlling the creation of life in the womb and encouraging science to try to create life in the laboratory. Guard the freedoms which God has given you, then ask my assistance in protecting the faith in your heart. Everything about the one-world order encourages dependency on man, not God. The Lord will maintain small pockets of traditional faith who will encourage faith in the world through my intercession. These are the ones who will encourage and generate hope in the midst of manipulated hopelessness. In these last days, let the remnant faithful be the sign to you of Christ's return. A note is given to read Daniel chapter 11, 32 through 33. He shall seduce with flattery those who violate the covenant, but the people who know their God shall stand firm and take action. And those among the people who are wise shall make many understand, though they shall fall by sword and flame, by captivity and plunder for some days. Scripture verses asked to be read by Our Lady of Grace.